Chapter 12, Final Guidance. 0930 hours outside of Sangari. Razorback 6 went next. "Sir, I'm not sure about my fight. I've only got two companies at the moment, and one of those companies is Delta Company. I'm also not on the ground you want me to defend from, so I haven't seen it to tell you better what I need." Cajun 6 acknowledged and turned to Copperhead. "When will Razorback get on the ground? Are you out past Kushal yet?" Copperhead 6 shook his head. "Not yet, sir. We're working on it. We'll get out there tomorrow. I understand our task." The back brief culminated. Cajun 3 acknowledged the due-out and said they would cut a fragmentary order, Fragord, with additional guidance. Cajun 6 closed the meeting. "I'm getting out of here tomorrow to inspect your progress. I need to see where you are on the ground, hear your understanding of risk based on the terrain, and see how you're going to leverage fires and anti-tank weapons." Planning and Mission Command. Effective planning incorporates the principles of Mission Command, the Army's approach to command and control, C2, that empowers subordinate decision-making and decentralized execution appropriate to the situation. Army Doctrine Publication ADP 60, Mission Command, Command and Control of Army Forces, 31 July 2019. Mission Command is based on the Army's view that war is a human endeavor and inherently dynamic and uncertain. No plan can account for every possibility, and most plans must change rapidly during execution if they are to succeed. The principles of Mission Command are competence, shared understanding, mutual trust, mission orders, commander's intent, disciplined initiative, risk acceptance. Mission Command requires an environment of trust and shared understanding among commanders, staffs, and subordinates. It requires building effective teams and a command climate in which commanders encourage subordinates to accept risk and exercise initiative to seize opportunities and counter threats within the commander's intent. Through mission orders, commanders focus leaders on the purpose of the operation rather than on the details of how to perform assigned tasks. Doing this minimizes detailed control and allows subordinates the greatest possible freedom of action to accomplish tasks. Finally, when delegating authority to subordinates, commanders set the necessary conditions for success by allocating appropriate resources to subordinates based on assigned tasks. See ADP 60 for doctrine on C2 and the principles of Mission Command. The functions of planning. Imperfect knowledge and assumptions about the future are inherent in all planning. Planners cannot predict with precision how enemies will react or how other actors will respond during operations. Nonetheless, the understanding and learning that occurs during planning has great value. Even if units do not execute the plan exactly as envisioned, and few ever do, planning results in an improved understanding of the situation that facilitates future decision-making. Planning and plans help leaders build situational understanding, identify and develop solutions to problems, understand, describe, and accept risk, direct, coordinate, and synchronize action, task organize the force and prioritize efforts, anticipate events. Time-saving techniques. Maximize parallel planning. Although parallel planning is the norm, maximizing its use in time-constrained environments is critical to developing and issuing a timely plan. In a time-constrained environment, the importance of warning orders, warnords, increases as available time decreases. A verbal warnord now, followed by a written order later, saves more time than a written order 1 hour from now. The staff issues the same warnords used in the full military decision-making process, MDMP, when abbreviating the process. In addition to warnords, units must share all available information with subordinates, especially intelligence preparation of the battlefield, IPB products, as early as possible. The staff uses every opportunity to perform parallel planning with the higher headquarters, HHQ, and to share information with subordinates. Increase collaborative planning. Planning in real time with higher echelon headquarters and subordinates improves the overall planning effort of the organization. Modern information systems and a common operational picture, COP, shared electronically, can allow collaboration with subordinates from distant locations, can increase information sharing, and can improve the commander's visualization. Additionally, taking advantage of subordinates' input and knowledge of the situation in their areas of operations, AOs, often results in developing better courses of action, COAs, quickly. Use liaison element. Liaisons posted to higher echelon headquarters and Unified Action Partners headquarters allow commanders to have representation in their planning sessions. These soldiers assist in passing timely information to their parent headquarters and directly to the commander. Effective liaison officers, LNOs, have the commander's full confidence and the necessary rank and experience for the mission. Commanders may elect to use a single individual or a liaison team. As representatives, liaison officers must understand how their commander thinks and interpret verbal and written guidance, convey their commander's intent, planning guidance, mission, and concept of operations, represent their commander's position, know the unit's mission, tactics, techniques, and procedures, organization, general capabilities, and communications capabilities, observe the established channels of command and staff functions, be trained in their functional responsibilities, be tactful, possess the necessary language expertise. See FM60 for additional discussion on liaisons. Cajun 6 was dying to get out of the command post, CP. He had spent much of the last 2 days driving the operations process. Now was his chance to break free of the cramped tents and see how his battalions, BNs, were turning their plans into action. He was determined to walk every engagement area, EA, ensure coordination and synchronization at the seams between units, inspect the progress of the blade teams as well as the amount of Class 5 on hand, and the status of what was still being pushed to the maneuver BNs. It was going to be a long day, and he could not wait.